if I'm gonna be so scared about all of these things, then how can I live my life? Why am I here? What keeps me going? I would like to give a shout out to Hey there, Zesties. You're tuning in to The Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society, and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please stay tuned and give this podcast a follow. So for today's episode, this is going to be a very chill sit-down episode, Zesties, wherein I'm just going to talk about why am I here, what keeps me going, and anything I've been thinking about lately. So if you're done for a chat, then please stay tuned. And so, Zesties, I wanted to start with about this podcast. So this podcast has been here for more than 2 years, I suppose. And I recently also guested at another show called AK Conversations, wherein I talked about my podcasting journey. And shout out to Ken and Arlene, the host of that show. And thank you for bringing me in. And with that conversation, it kind of made me ponder on a lot of things in my podcasting journey and in my life, which I wanted to share with you here on the show. And so why I started the podcast in the first place and what keeps me going. As you guys may know, for those who have been here from the start, I started this podcast way back, I think maybe January 2021. I can't remember that now. I told you this is a chill episode, but anyway, so I started around that time. I may have mentioned also in previous, like way back in the day why I started this podcast, but I just wanted to revisit that and talk to you more, you know, my recent thoughts, things that I was pondering on. Well, the catalyst for me for creating this podcast was when I was invited as a guest on another podcast, on Benanaki Podcast at that time. And I really enjoyed talking about topics that I was very interested in. And I'm really all about like sharing joy, sharing thoughts, discussions, and etc. So at that time also, I was also quite new in Australia. So as you know, being new in Australia, you don't really have a lot of friends aside from, you know, colleagues or university friends that might live far away. So I was, you know, pondering on, and then, oh, maybe I'd start my own podcast. And so that was a catalyst. But why did I start it? It's just because I wanted to develop myself. Doing a podcast is quite a bit of work in terms of, you know, being able to share opinions openly, being, I would say, vulnerable about your opinions, because this is, you know, for the public, right? Anyone can hear what I'm talking about on this podcast. And I wanted to gain confidence in terms of my speaking skills, especially I'm not a native English speaker. So I wanted to develop talking in English, especially. And at the time, I was thinking that, okay, this will help me in my work. You know, in the corporate world, I can really connect better, perhaps, with people. You know, that was the idea back then. So basically, just self-development, really developing myself. It was more of a selfish gain, I would have to say. I'm starting the podcast, it's really just for myself, that I'm able to express myself freely, especially in the Western environment. As you guys may know, Asian culture in general, we are molded to be reserved, I would say. I mean, this is generally speaking, and it doesn't apply to a lot. I mean, it doesn't apply to everyone. Like, you know, being reserved is across any type of culture, but I guess generally we were molded or we were raised to not speak our mind as much, especially towards an elder, not be too open. Anyone, any Zesties on this podcast who are of Asian descent or culture, let me know if this resonates with you, being Asian as well, that, you know, you were raised being reserved and etc. So that was, well, for me, for sure, that was kind of my upbringing. And so going to live in a country where you need to express yourself more openly, freely, and confident in saying those opinions actually is a very daunting feeling. It's quite different to my nature, basically. And in the Western world, I noticed that those people who are able to converse with confidence, to present with confidence, does help them achieve or land bigger roles, land jobs, you know, basically people believe in you more in a way. And of course, there are underlying layers around that. Not like, you know, on the onset, of course, people will know you better anyway over the time. But in terms of, you know, a small window of meeting with people and presenting yourself, it really makes a difference when you are confident with the way you speak and with the way you are as well. So that was what really prompted me to do this podcast. And of course, I would say that I am, you know, in the creative side of things. I am into art, media, and all those jazz, even though my primary work is around numbers, but I would consider myself as a creative. So yes, those were the reasons that why I wanted to start this. And I had a lot of fears before starting this, actually, because, you know, as I mentioned, I am not naturally outspoken. I'm not naturally entertaining, you know, like I would consider myself as a very boring person talking basically. Maybe not my hobbies and all, but I would consider myself quite like boring with the way I speak or maybe how I present myself. So that was one of my fears. I'm also fearing criticisms, trolls, bad people on the internet, you know, so, and maybe people at work will criticize, or maybe people at work will judge me for, you know, my opinions on this podcast or even the way I speak on this podcast. So a lot of fears there. And one day I just said to myself that, I mean, F it, you know, like just F it. Like if I'm going to be like, how can I be better if I fear people criticizing me, if I fear people and maybe trolls and stalkers, but it's good that I don't have stalkers or any, you know, any bad people around, and I'm not that famous, which is quite good, actually. That is a good thing, not being famous. So yeah, those were my fears. So at the end of the day, I just said that, F it. I want to live my life. I want to develop myself. I want to be able to at least be more confident with saying my opinions, because my opinion matters as well. I can add value with my opinions. That was my thought process. And if I want to live in Australia or live in a Western world, where these things are quite important in a way, especially in the corporate world or especially when dealing with Western people or Western culture. So that was like, yeah, I just need to start now, whatever it is. These fears in our minds, sometimes it's too grandiose. We overthink it, those fears, and in reality, it isn't, right? You know, and me, especially me, I'm the type that worries a lot. I'm a worrier. So shout out to our worriers out there. You're not alone. So yeah, so in the end, I just started it and went with it, research on it. And of course, we're here now. So, and for those zesties who have been here from the start, you've seen how this podcast evolved. I started with interviews just because I wanted to go out there. I wanted to be able to practice talking to strangers, basically. Talking to people that I don't know and reaching out to them. That was the practice. And one of the outputs would be also like sharing the guests sharing their experiences and expertise on the podcast as well. So eventually it developed into a monologue podcast just because it was quite difficult in a way for me to book guests that are in different time zones. It was extremely difficult with the time that I have as well. So eventually I just pivot with the approach of the podcast. And actually, I am enjoying more the monologue type with the occasional guestings, because it just gives me more creative freedom in terms of what I put out there. And I hope that resonated with you, Zesties. Let me know down in the comments or on the email, what do you think about how this podcast evolved? And I would be very interested to know your opinion. So as the podcast evolved for over time or over the years, I did gain confidence, basically, at work. Talking to people, talking to different levels of people at work and outside of work, of course, and even like guestings in other podcasts. I am much more confident to talk about my opinions and just be myself, basically. So that is the byproduct of this podcasting journey that I have. And because I found myself, it's very spiritual, I don't know, but because I found my voice over time, you know, just pivoting, and eventually, you know, just being on my own, to be able to talk about my thoughts on my own helped me a lot in finding my voice and being comfortable with who I am and what I wanted to say to the world. And that's why, I mean, this podcasting journey of mine is very, it has given me a lot of courage to be able to be myself. Of course, ourselves are always changing. Ourselves are always evolving, right? So I was me before. What I wanted to say is, let's say 2 years ago, I also still found myself. I was myself back then. But back then, there were things that I wanted to achieve, or I wanted to maybe change. I wanted to change with myself in a sense of change for the better, in a sense of change for improvement. So those kinds of things, we don't want to be stagnant, right? We want to be better versions of ourselves. So yesterday. So back then, of course, I found myself. And then now I found the better version of myself, my better version of myself. So of course, we again evolved over the time. So if this podcast will still be there over the years, then we can look back to this conversation and, you know, ponder on what we were back at this moment in time. And this is also a time for me to ask you, Zesties, what are the steps that you have taken to improve for the better? And how did you overcome your fears in order to achieve your goals? So let me know in the comments down below if you're listening on YouTube or if you're listening through your favorite podcasting platform. Just email me at gleefultalkshow@gmail.com or DM on our socials. So Zesties, before we move on to the next segment, I would like to give a shout out to Cynthia from United States. So Cynthia answered on one of the questions, why do you listen to the Gleeful Talk Show? And Cynthia said that just happened upon it while looking up Ed Sheeran concert info. I have tickets to see him in September 23 at the SoFi Stadium. Can't wait. I had to pay $71 just for parking also. Well, Cynthia, congratulations for going to the Ed Sheeran concert. And if you Zesties would like to hear about my experience on the latest Ed Sheeran concert Mathematics Tour when he was here in Australia last February, I think this was one of the episodes that Cynthia was talking about. I'm going to link it down on the episode notes below so that if you're interested to listen to that. And Cynthia, enjoy the Ed Sheeran concert. You're going to have a blast for sure. I heard from one of my colleagues who had been on previous Ed Sheeran concerts actually, that this was one of the best, or if not the best concert that Ed Sheeran has put out there, because it's just really amazing. Like you can see, and even on the YouTube videos that I've shared on YouTube, Zesties, you will see the awesome set that Ed Sheeran has to offer, and his energy on stage is just amazing. So Cynthia, good luck on the concert, and you know, enjoy and all the best. So Zesties, if you'd like to be given a shout out on the show, don't hesitate to send an email or send a DM or just comment on our YouTube videos as well, and I'll be able to give you a shout out. And anyway, Zesties, of course, as I've mentioned earlier, being able to share my thoughts and be vulnerable is one of the goals and byproduct of this podcasting journey of mine. And that leads me to admit a hint of loneliness living in Australia. Not in a sense of like, you know, I mean, my life here is way better than in Dubai for sure, but a sense of loneliness in a way that your friends and family are not with you, are far away from you, and that your childhood friends are also having their own lives and families or have moved on. So it's quite difficult making deeper connections when you're in your 30s, because everyone, especially if you're in a new country or a new continent, and especially in a different culture, you are going to just find it much more difficult than when you are younger, because the people around your age have their own set of networks, their own set of friends and family. And then it's gonna take a lot of effort on your part to be able to insert yourself in those connections. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it's certainly doable, but it's just gonna be harder. Just because, for example, if you're around your 30s, people at work will just go, you know, will just go home and do their own thing, right? Which is fine. It's just, as an immigrant on your 30s, it's just gonna be difficult for you to find deeper connections. And especially myself, I'm an introvert, and most of the time I just want to stay home. And because, you know, people would say that, oh, why not just join clubs? Why not join groups and etc.? But, no. You know, like if you're an introvert like me, and unlike if I was living in my home country, I have my own set of friends already. I'm very close to my high school friends and some of my college friends as well. So it's just easier. And also my colleagues as well. And, you know, in the Philippines, it's quite different, wherein, you know, your colleagues are, sometimes you treat them as family, right? So it's just really a different dynamics here in the Western world. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just different. And I felt that the only way I can connect with people who had the same mindset as me is using the internet. And that's why also I'm using the podcast as an outlet to be able to reach those like-minded people. And if you've noticed, you are hearing a lot of immigration-related episodes on this podcast because of, I was kind of like building up on this moment in a way wherein I would share that although immigration is great, right? Although immigration is great, it's for the better, it's for the betterment of your future, but it's not a bed of roses. I wanted to address that loneliness thing just because it's not extremely lonely in a way, but in fact, I have a significantly elevated lifestyle after I moved out of Dubai. But again, not all life is perfect. Not all aspects of our lives, especially immigrant life, are a bed of roses. And this is speaking from an immigrant point of view wherein you've immigrated from a third world country. And again, myself as well, I'm usually an oddball, not in my set of friends or my friends that I am close with, but in a sense in college, in my college major or at work, like just to give you an example, back in college, anime wasn't as popular back then. And even K-dramas and J-dramas weren't popular back then, but I was already so into it. And I couldn't really share it with other people because they don't know about it or they are not into it yet. So in a way, I felt alone in that journey. But eventually, I was able to find similar people with similar hobbies. So it kind of worked out fine. But again, if you are in the older age range now, especially now, that it's just going to be a bit tricky to find like-minded people and then have deeper connections with. And to top it all off, you are in a new city, new country, new continent, new culture. It's just very, very tricky. And it's not to discredit the relationship I have with my new awesome friends that I've gained along the way living here in Australia, but it's just not the same as before, I completely understand that. And people would say, why not go out? Why not join clubs, as I mentioned earlier? And it's not that I'm too old for that, or maybe I am. But if you're like me, even when I was in my teens and when I was growing up, I didn't really want to go out of the house, so it doesn't come as naturally to me. So most of the time, I prefer to be my own. And then when I would like to share my thoughts and hobbies, then I already had my friends or my comfort zone with them. So, we've built a very long history with these friends. So shout out friends for who are listening to this podcast. But yeah, so it's just really different being an immigrant. It's quite tricky and I would say quite difficult to find deeper connections when you're in a new city in your 30s. It's not that it's undoable or impossible. Again, it a lot of things are doable. It just needs a lot of effort. And you need to be a certain kind of person to be able to do it as well. It might be better or might be easier for extroverts to go to clubs and, new social groups. But as an introvert, it's just not me. So basically, my point is, it's not that easy. Maybe easier for other people. I can do it as well. You can do it as well if you're an introvert. But you just have your own ways and other outlets, such as this podcast, The Gleeful Talk Show, for me to be creative, to be the master of my ship, and to be able to be myself in my own way, So I hope you zesties kind of understand where I'm coming from on this episode. I was able to share my thoughts and be vulnerable, and I hope this has resonated with you. If you are an immigrant somewhere in the world and you feel lonely, you are not alone. A lot of immigrants, especially when they immigrated a bit older, it does happen, and you're not alone in that journey. And please reach out if you are feeling that way, so please reach out. And thank you so much, Zesties, for listening in into this very chill episode without a script whatsoever. Let me know if you enjoy these types of sit-down videos. I can certainly do more of these types if you prefer. Also, we have a YouTube channel of The Gleeful Talk Show, so please do check it out. Again, I would like to give a big shout out to our patrons, especially Jem, who has been here since the start. Thank you, Jem, for your support on this podcast. And also for the Zesties, new and old and upcoming. If you enjoy this episode and would like to support the show, I have a link down below where you can give me a cup of coffee or two. And that will help me keep caffeinated and keep doing more episodes soon. So thank you so much for our supporters and Zesties who have been keeping me caffeinated. And please do follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook. I'll see you around and keep living the gleeful life.